now. The Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, announced this week that the budget will be held a week earlier than usual this year on October 1st, fueling frantic speculation over a potential autumn general election. He insisted that the current government will run its full term of office until March 2025. Here's what he had to say to Mary Wilson on Morning Ireland on Thursday.
To me, that says it smells of general election.
Absolutely not. And as I've said, there's a reason why it's on the 1st of October, which is that we have to prepare our budgetary and fiscal framework for the 15th of October. And I'll be attending ECOFIN and the Eurogroup meeting the week prior to that. So that's why it's on the 1st of October.
And that's you're sticking to that story.
And we're absolutely committed to running the full term as a government. And I think, obviously, implementing a lot of what we want to set out in Budget 2025 in the context of a finance bill and a social welfare bill, and that will take a period of time in the aftermath
of the
1st of October.
Stay with me on this one, though. So you bring in a budget on the 1st of October, you then have the finance bill to pilot through. You can do that quickly if you have to. You could conceivably still have an election around the second week of November, around the 15th of November or thereabouts?
The government is committed to running the full term.
So that date won't happen, is that what you're telling me?
The government is committed to running the full term. The Taoiseach, the Tánaiste and all of government have set that out.
Jack Chambers, Minister for Finance, speaking there. Now, smiling's not a crime. It shouldn't be taken to indicate anything, but it should be said that anybody who watched that on television, on their televisions, might have seen Jack Chambers smiling as he delivered that particular news in the interview, Lisa Chambers. The precedent is there, of course, to send a junior finance minister to the ECOFIN meeting. Michael Darcy was sent before in Pascal Donoghue's stead if, you know, there was pressing business to be concluded. So does it stack up as an excuse for why the budget has to be on October 1st?
Well, I don't think it's an excuse. I think it's an explanation as to what was going to be an inevitable question. Why are you going a week before we had expected?
And before the September tax returns are in?
Yeah, well, I think Minister Chambers will, I suppose, like to go to the meeting himself, given that he's just come into the brief new. I think he's given a reasonable explanation as to why, and it is only a week earlier. It's not like it's months earlier. But certainly it did send tongues wagging for that day when he did say that morning. So I will acknowledge that. But I think he's given a reasonable explanation as to what's coming down in terms of his calendar, the need to make those fiscal and budgetary statements to the EU Commission on the 15th, getting the budget done on the 1st. And then being away the following week, both himself and Minister Donoghue at the ECOFIN and Eurogroup meetings, which are already penciled in. So look, that's the position of the government.
But I mean, in terms of, you know, selection conventions in your own party, supposed to be concluded, is it for September 22nd?
Yeah, so my own convention in Mayo will certainly be done by September. We've nominations open currently, so I'll be looking to contest for a seat in Mayo. And we are getting our tickets set. But in any event, even if we would be doing that anyways, you'd be getting your tickets set. Right. And I know other parties are doing the same.
Lynn Boylan, Piers Doherty in the Dáil during the week called this a cock and bull story. You're operating on the basis of a November election, are you?
Absolutely. Look,
which you'll mercifully be spared from.
I will, yeah. And it's always nicer to campaign for someone else and not yourself in elections. But look, we're ready for an election. We believe that actually the people want an election. Do you mean that they can't take much more of this government? So we could have said, name the day and let's get on with it. But yeah, the excuse that Jack Chambers was given, you know, bringing the budget forward doesn't stand up to much scrutiny now, in fairness.
Right. Kian O'Callaghan, it's made it a talking point, though. So is it a masterful distraction technique to get people talking about potential election dates and occupy the minds of battalions of political journalists while, you know, and indeed opposition TDs, while there are other matters that perhaps get less attention?
Yeah, there certainly is an element of that because it does occupy space in the kind of, you know, the public discourse, media discourse.
Irony in me asking that question.
I mean, that's what we're discussing now, rather than kind of issues that, you know, genuinely affect people. And while something that's discussed about in, you know, media circles, political circles, are people, you know, out in the street talking about when the election's going to be? No, they aren't. I think everybody in the country understands the election is going to take place in around, you know, November 15th, a week later, week or two earlier, whatever it is. Look, even the kind of pre-budget, you know, lobbying that usually goes on in September is all happening now. Everything is gearing up towards that. All the preparations are going in that direction. And I do think there's a sense as well that the government is just kind of running out of steam a bit. They don't, even their legislation that's been brought forward, they're kind of winding down on that. We're not seeing, you know, in areas like housing, for example, with the Housing Commission report that was out over a month ago, we're not seeing initiatives coming from the government as a result of that. It's almost kind of like, you know, we're finishing up now and the next government is going to need to deal with these things.
So mission accomplished, Lisa Chambers. On the distraction front, Gabriel McClough, the governor of the central bank, was out talking about how the budget figures, for example, mm-hmm. should reflect this one-off spending. He's in effect saying the same thing as the Fiscal Advisory Council of let's have an end to the fiscal gimmickry. Is that the more kind of substantive discussion should be had perhaps before any budget is unveiled?
Well, just to say, there's no intent to distract from talking about key issues, because any time we get an opportunity to talk about the key issues of health, education, housing, we do that. But the minister was asked a question when it's the budget and he answered it. At some point you have to announce the date of the budget. That happens every year. And just what Keane was saying there about the legislation winding down, that's not borne out by the facts. We have a packed legislative agenda. We're dealing with the Planning and Development Bill currently. That's one of the biggest bills that Dáil and Seanad have ever seen. So that's not true. And the pre-budget lobbying, as Keane referred to, always starts before the summer recess, certainly in the 8 years I've been in the Oireachtas. So that's all standard. There's nothing unusual
nothing to
about
it.
Well, nothing unusual about that. Every year I've been there, it started before summer.
Well, actually, look, the government have announced the budget date. I think they should just announce the election date. Get on with it, rather than having this kind of discussion on...
It is the reserve of the Taoiseach to do that. And Keane is saying he's sure it's happening in November. I can tell you now the decision has not been made. Well, certainly no one's been told that it's happening at that point. What the government has said and their position has been they intend to run the full term. That's the information that we have. That's the position of the government. So unless Keane has a crystal ball somewhere that he can tell everybody the date...
Why not name the date? And if that was the case, why isn't the government parties, why aren't they selecting their by-election candidates,
for example? Why
are you doing all your Dáil constituency candidates but not your by-election mm-hmm. candidates?
Well, it's quite,
that would be a
I can answer the question if you want. I mean, it's quite normal to set your tickets a number of months out, whether it's November or March.
Just
on that specific question, it does raise an interesting point, doesn't it? If by-election candidates are not being selected and general election candidates are.
Well, in that context, we have five by-elections that do need to take place. And of course, that is part of the picture. But it is quite standard for parties to start setting tickets at this point, because even from now until March is a relatively short period of time. Would have been the same back in the 2020 election. We had tickets set, I think, actually a year before the election. So this is, again,
I know, but the by-elections have to be held in short order, don't they?
I'm aware of that, and that is part of the picture. But just, it's more correcting the point that this is unusual behaviour to be setting tickets. It's absolutely not.
Right. What's the latest they can be held? January, is it?
January. Yeah.
So it would make sense if the general election is going to be in March to get them out of the way first, no?
Well, I mean, you could suggest that. But at the same time, it is the preserve of the Taoiseach to call the election. It will be done in conjunction and in consultation with the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin as well. And as it stands, the government position is it intends to run its full term. And Minister Chambers, although he was asked the date of the budget, his focus now is on preparing a budget and delivering a budget that delivers on health, on housing, on education, and continues to manage what is a very well-performing economy.
Has any of that shifted your view that this is a cock and bull story?
It's confirmed the view that it's a cock and bull story, because I think, like, if you were genuine about saying you're going to go to March and you know that you were running candidates, as Keane said, you would have, your by-election candidates would have been out the next day on the airwaves making the case. To me, and everybody knows that a candidate selected quicker is better, but we all know this government don't want to go and have a winter election. They're not going to go to March, they're going to go before Christmas, and they should just get on with it.
Have Sinn Féin or the Social Democrats selected their candidates for by-elections?
We're preparing for a general election.
Well, my point point exactly.
Well, it's probably...
No, have we selected candidates for by-elections? No, because the government parties haven't done that. There's no indication from the government. There's no date for by-elections.
You don't need to wait for the government to get people in place.
No, but we know well that...
So the point is nobody selected candidates for a by-election.
Do you believe the election's going to take place in 2025 and 2024? You see, and that's it, because...
Honest answer, I don't know when the election's going to be.
No, of course not. We don't know the date.
We do know there's an election coming up.
Well, we do, at some point.
We know there's an election coming up in November. Definitely an election coming in November in the United States. The question is, has Joe Biden done enough in an interview he did yesterday to salvage his chances? That's what we're going to look like. Get some analysis down the line from Larry Donnelly and come back to our panel on that after this.
Saturday with Conor Mo Mungon on RTE Radio 1.